You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come every Saturday morning and talk to you about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. So if it speaks to you today, maybe you might have kids or grandkids or friends anywhere in the country, and you just want to be a blessing to them and help them. And if this program blesses you, all you have to do is go to WCNO.com on the internet now, 24/7. You can do this. Scroll down to the word on the right-hand side. It says On Demand. I'm sorry, left-hand side, and click on demand, and then after you click on demand, you'll see Saturday. Any Saturday, you'll see the program Lifeline, so you can send this anywhere in the world to any friends that you want to. If it speaks to you, then you be a good servant of the Lord and share it with somebody else. Well, thank you so much. Also, I wanted to just take a moment to invite you to a church. I'm doing this for a reason, because I know how it is to not be satisfied with the church. Well, I'm in a church, and my son Landon, who you hear all the time here, he's in the same church, and it's a church pretty much of excellence. In other words, the pastor is absolutely outstanding and bringing forth the word with power, bringing forth the word as it should be brought, pure, right. And the thing I notice is he has to spend quality time in the word, quality time with the Lord, to be able to do this. So you're going to get the true word of God. Isn't that what we're all looking for? The true living word of God. You'll get it here. And it's scary. It's valuable. I've changed all over the country for churches many times, looking for a good church. Well, this is the church that brings forth the word of God with power and authority. And you can learn here. And then, it's a praising, worshiping church. We worship the Lord there, so that he brings in the presence of the Lord. We worship and we praise the Lord. So the presence of the Lord is there. It's just an outstanding place. If you need a church, or if you're looking for the right church, I assure you, if you're looking to hear from the Lord and be in the presence of the Lord and what the Lord is doing, come here. I'm not going to tell you where it is, because I represent many churches here on the station, but we have a service at 8 o'clock and 10:30. Now, if you'll email me, very simple. TryLifeline, one word, T-R-Y, TryLifeline, Gmail, TryLifeline, Gmail. I'll give it to you later on. If you'll email me, I'll tell you where the church is. All right, God bless you today. Enough about the church. Let me ask you this today. Are you a righteous person? You can be, and you should be. Righteousness simply means having the ability to stand in the presence of God without the sense of guilt or inferiority. Now, can you do that? I mean, really, can you stand in the presence? I ask you, are you there yet? Can you do it? I hope you can. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Listen to me now. Don't be deceived. Absolutely don't be deceived. Get right with the Lord. If you're really right with God, you can stand before the Lord without sense of guilt. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. And without the sense of inferiority. You need to be able to do that, especially if you're a Christian out there today and you can't do this, then something's not right. Something's not right in your life. I'm just trying to help you out today, okay? A righteous person is one that is living his life through the Son of God, has walked out of his old lifestyle in the old world into the new kingdom of God. You know, we have a kingdom here. We have a place. We're somebody. We belong to the kingdom of God. Are you walking out the kingdom life? A righteous person, he has changed worlds. Listen to this. He really has. He's walked out of the old world. He's in the kingdom of God. My friend, you can get into the new kingdom by simply being washed in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. He alone is righteous and is the maker of our righteousness. Are you there yet? If you're a Christian out there today, you might be sitting around thinking, well, I'm a Christian. I don't share all that. Well, you should. If you're a Christian out there today, you can live in the kingdom of God realm, think as a kingdom person, walk in kingdom power, walk in kingdom authority. Really, you can do it. You just have to get the word of God, the spirit, the word of God, that's life, down in you. Trust the Lord. You can live a new life here. This is a real kingdom. I'm in a real kingdom. I've tested this kingdom. I've worked it out. I've been many years in it. I've proven it out. And you can do this. What about your family? You know, if you're a mom or a dad out there, especially if you're a dad, you know, you're responsible for your family. You have to have them secure. Can they stand in the presence of the Lord without a sense of guilt or inferiority? Listen, if you can't do that, you know, that means you got one foot in the world and you've been beat on and you need to get out of the world. Get out of the world. Simple as that. Just simply get out of the world. Get over into the kingdom. I have a friend, Jimmy Shelton's his name. Pastored many years ago. Been friends for 25 years probably. And he pastored a church for 20 years, somewhere out there in Iowa, maybe it was. He came into Stuart one day. We had a meeting together, just a bunch of men. I said, Jimmy, what the Lord's saying? He said, get out of the world. No more and no less. And that's a good statement. Get out of the world. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Get over to the kingdom. We have a kingdom. We have a place to go. We have a secure place. We do. We really do. In this troubled world, we have a place. Listen. Also, if you have a need here today, we're here to help you. Really, I don't care what you need. If you need healing, if you just need to hear from the Lord, if you're just a hurting person, if you're praying over a family, if you're in a position where you don't know what to do, you don't know what decision to make next, when you give us a call here at 772-221-1100, or if you're out of town, 888-221-8990. Be more than glad to pray with you. Be more than glad to pray for you. So I want you to know here, we are here to minister unto you. We really are. So if you have a need, you give us a call, okay? You might be thinking, Bob, no one can really be that righteous. Well, my friend, yes, you can, because of a loving, kind, and good God. Our Father God draws you to his precious Son, Christ Jesus, who washes you in his own blood. That makes you white as snow. You might have, we used to say an old song in the Baptist church years ago, the blood washes white as snow. That's what it does for you. They were right about that. The song is true. Washes you white as snow. All you need to do, my friend, is to be, just simply believe. Step into it, then step out and live the life. Oh, my friend, you can really be a righteous person. You really can. All you have to do is keep your foot out of the world, stay into the kingdom of God. I mean, really establish your prayer life and read the word of God. You know, the word is spirit, the word is life. You have the spirit of God in you. You know, you have the life of God in you. You, through his word, you know what he wants. You know what he's saying. You can do this. You can work in, you can walk in an upside down world, which we are in an upside down world more than ever in my life, for sure. We really in an upside down world. But I walk in peace. I see the world moving around me, and I really see it. It's a sad place. But listen, I'm doing good, really. I don't let it touch me. I really don't. I'm living in the kingdom of God. It's just, I look out and see the world and see the mess that it's in, but I stay in the kingdom of God where I'm in a safe place. You can do that, my friend. Listen, the desire to get rid of sin conscience has given birth to all the religions of the world. I mean, sin is a terrible thing, but God still is. Satan still is, and sin still is. But look, our God has made provisions for making a new you, a brand new you. He's planned to impart his nature to you, taking out the old sin nature and replacing it with his nature. Listen, God's a good God. He wants everything right for you. He really does. He cares about you. He can do this. He can bring change. I mean, I've experienced the change. I really have. I'm a brand new person in Christ Jesus. I live it out and I walk, and you can do that. You can do it. Listen, this should destroy your sin charge. Listen to this. Listen to this. Every time I read this verse of scripture, I generally always just stare at it and think about it. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And that sounds like a crazy statement. You know that's true. God has taken somebody else, made them to be sin for your sins. Listen. You might have lived a whole life of sin. You might be a real mess. You might be a bad guy, bad girl. Who knows? But you might really be sin up to your knees. But look, listen to this. God has made him, his own precious son, Jesus, to be sin for you. Wow. He your sin was made to be sin for you. How can it be? How can anyone love this much that no matter what you did, God found a way, somebody else to blame, somewhere else to put the sin? That's exactly what he did. He's taking your sin and put it on his son, Christ. He's let him carry that burden, and you are free. Boy, that's big, isn't it? Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin, the cost of it, the price paid for it, is death. The wages of sin is death. Death has to be killed because the wages of it is death. Wages has to be killed, and death has to be killed that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. My friend, your sin is dead unto the Lord. And look at the price paid for you. Boy, it makes you feel like you truly are somebody, don't it? Huh? He has washed you in his precious blood. He put his own son, Isaiah said, he put Jesus to grief. Can you imagine that? That's what Isaiah said. 53:10 says, he put him to grief. He made the soul of his son, an offering for your sins. Oh, my friend, your death penalty has already been paid. Really, it really means. I'm talking about spiritual death now. It's already been paid. Your sin debt, sin kills. If you have sinned, you should be killed. Really, that's the way it is. But Christ has paid that debt for you already. You're free. You walk free today. I mean, it is a powerful, wonderful thing. The wages of sin is death. Your debt is paid. It's just that simple. If you repent and live your life for the Lord Jesus Christ, your sin debt is paid and you are totally free. 1 Peter 3:18 says this, for Christ has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, or the righteous for the unrighteous. Isn't it amazing? He was righteous. And you were the unrighteous one, but he paid the debt for you, that he might bring us to God, being put to death. Jesus was put to death. And Jesus was killed. Well, you should have been killed because the wages of sin is death. And Jesus was killed for you to pay your sin debt. Really, God being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Listen, he covers you. Really, he makes you a brand new you. Oh, and he's a wonderful Savior. He's just a wonderful God. Praise his wonderful name. Just want to praise the Lord today and thank you for what he's done for all of us. He's a wonderful Savior. Look, if you have a need today, you're really hurting now and you have a need, don't carry it after today. Local, 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8999-8990. We'll be glad to pray for you, minister to you, help you any way we can. So give us a call. We'll be more glad to minister, okay? 1 Peter 2:24. Listen to this verse. This is another verse of scripture that generally every time I read it, I just meditate on it, think about it, try to understand and comprehend it. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Now listen to this now. Now we've been dead to sin. We're dead to it. It's already been killed for us. We're dead. We're free. Should live in the righteousness. Now we should be living a righteous life because of what he's done for us. You don't have sin. If you're a Christian after today and you're not a righteous person, something's not right about your life. Your sin debt's been paid. He's already been killed for you. You should walk free. Really, you should begin and should be able to live a righteous life because he went before you, paid the price for you, cleansed you in his own blood, put you on the right path, set you totally free, really, and promised you eternal life. Now, you should be able to live out a righteous life for him. It's that simple. Look, if your sin is not in Jesus, hell will be your home. Now look, that's a big statement in it, but it's very true. If your sin is not in Jesus, if he's not taken away your sin, covered your sin, hell will be your home. And you might want to take this time, that statement, and think about your children, how they're doing, your family. How's your husband? How's your wife? How's your children? How's your friends? And it applies to them also. If their sin is not in the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, you still have them, and hell will be your home. Listen, my friend, repent today. Can you see your sin in his body hanging on that bloody tree? Oh, my friend, it's time to walk away from all sin and live unto the Lord. This is a wonderful God, just a wonderful Savior. He cares about you. You know, all he wants for you is he just wants to bless you, to take care of you. He just wants to know who you are in him and wants to give you security and wants to give you hope and wants to give you peace. He's a loving God. He really cares. Try to see him like this. He's a father, and you're his child. You really just see that. a loving father. I think about this one. I'm kind of an old guy. And yet, because I know the Lord like I do, I have a father. I'm being fathered. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that I am being fathered. I have a father. If I have a problem at home, if I have issues, I have somewhere to go. I have a father. I can run to him and say, Father, what do I do here? How do I do this? How do I work this out? Can I do better? Help me, teach me, lead me, guide me. I, being an old man, have a father. I have children, I have grandchildren, but I have a father. I have a wife to take care of, I have responsibility, but look, I always get help. Really, get to know him as father. He cares about you. Really, you should be his righteousness. Let's give us a voice. If he put his own son to grief, made his soul an offering for your sin, all he wants out of you is to live a righteous life for him. Keep yourself out of trouble. Keep yourself. You know, if you live a righteous life, and you're kind of free, the devil might try to hit you once in a while, but you can walk above that. Really, if you're living out here with one foot in the world, you're always under attack. So make sure you live for the Lord. Give him your very best. Do the best you can. Really, lay your life down. Take up your cross. Follow Jesus. Give him all the best you can. Listen, the sense of unworthiness destroys faith, robs us of our peace of mind. Only Jesus can replace unworthiness. Remember that. Now, this is big. I've met many people in ministry. I'm a counselor. And they live in, and they feel unworthy all the time. This is one of the major problems that Christians have. Okay? But you don't have to feel that way. You're washed in the blood. Have you tasted this wonderful love? My friend, love is our sin covering. Okay? Now listen. The lack of faith robs you of peace of mind. It really does. Only Jesus can replace that unworthy feeling that you have about yourself. If you're judging yourself, take it all to the Lord Jesus. Lay your life down. Really. He loves you. He cares. In the garden, Adam had a perfect fellowship with God before the devil deceived him. Now that lost righteousness has been restored to us, the believer, through the washing of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He broke sin's power for your life. He did. He broke the power of sin and death, overcome the world, and now offers you a brand new world, a brand new kingdom, a brand new place to go, security, hope, love, peace, joy, all those things, and an eternal life, living forever in a paradise with him. That's his offer today. This is all real. I prove it myself. I've walked it out. I've heard from the Lord. I know him. I'm telling you, I am absolutely a testimony here today. Everything I'm telling you, I've lived and walked out. Oh, his promises are absolutely wonderful, and they're there, and they are true. I've experienced a lot of them. I've already experienced many of them. Really, I'm telling you the truth that you can trust. This is the kind of God you can trust. This is the God you can put your hope in, put your faith in. This new world's a good place, the kingdom of the living God. Are you in it, my friend? You should be. Hebrews 9:26 says, now once at the end of the age has he been manifest, Jesus, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. How good can one God get? Isn't that amazing? Put away sin. Is your sin put away? Are you carrying it? Are you still in sin? Oh, you shouldn't be, my friend. Really, you shouldn't be in sin. You shouldn't be carrying sin. You should be free from it. You should be living a righteous life unto the Lord. Now, he's all righteous. You can't do it in your own strength. You do it in his. You do it by the power of his Holy Spirit in you, but it can mean that. Have you thrown your sins in the lot yet, my friend? Get rid of them, all of them. If you're a Christian, living a life of unrighteousness or one of weakness and defeat, it's because you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus or what he has fully done for you. That's pretty true. You can be blind. You can be a Christian and not really filled with the Word of God, not filled with the Spirit of God, and you just get kicked around like a soccer ball because you don't know who you are. Really, you're not secure in God. You don't have a place where you say, oh, wait a minute, I'm in the kingdom here. I have a father. I have, my God is true. My God has made me these promises. I'm washed in the blood. I'm made right. I'm put right. I'm right with God. I'm not going to be kicked around. No way. I know my place. I know how I stand. God is a good God, and he cares about you. If you have a need today, give us a call. Maybe you're not saved. Maybe you just happened some way to tune this thing in. You don't really have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you give me a call? I'll see that you do. I'll walk you right out of the world, into the kingdom. I know how to do it, and I'll do it. You give me a call here. 772-221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8999. night. Look, God loves you there. Let's hear from you. Give me a call. Living a righteous life unto the Lord brings peace, brings rest, brings joy, brings health, brings hope. It gives you a sense of well-being about yourself, brings blessing, brings prosperity in every area of your life through the presence of the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. Now, that's what living a righteous life can do for you. But you know something? To live a righteous life, you have to put your trust in the righteous one. You can't do it on your own. I'm going to tell you now, you can't live a righteous life on your own strength. No one ever has. But you put your faith, you put your hope in the righteous one. And, you know, it just trickles. You live through him. You live your life through him. You follow his path. You learn from him. You put your foot where he shines the light. It's not that complicated. It's really not. It's really, I've worked it out. I'm telling you. I know what I'm doing. I'm telling you right straight out. You can do this. But your trust has to be in him and not in yourself. You look at yourself, you stumble. You stump your toe, you fall along the way. But you look at him, and you put your feet where he shines the light on your path. Oh, it's a good life. I'm telling you, it's good. Life is good. You can have it today, okay? Never again should you shrink under the sin teaching and look at yourself as a failure or sin ruled. Why not? Because the Father himself planned the redemption, brought it about through his precious Son, Christ Jesus, and set his seal upon the redemptive work of Jesus, making the believer in Jesus, that would be you, righteous. The righteousness of Christ Jesus is to and for all men that will believe. Oh, my friend, isn't this something? You might be a mess out there today. Would you like to trade that in for a righteous life? All you have to do, walk out of one world into the right world, the kingdom of God. I mean, there's a real kingdom of God. I'm in it. I know about it. I'm living it. It's there and it's real. It's a place of security and hope. And all that's required to live there, put your faith in the faithful one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died for you, whom the Father sent for you. And then you receive his Holy Spirit, okay? It's not controlled by a fallen world. It's not. It's under the authority of the living God. His Spirit then comes and leads and guides you, okay? Cleanses you. Your spirit comes alive. Your own spirit comes alive. Submits to his Holy Spirit, and he walks you through a troubled world. You need to walk through it. You can live in it. You can get gain. You can traffic in it, but don't let it get back into your heart. Really, you can live in this troubled world with a righteous life in Christ Jesus. You can do it. Peter said, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise, that the same mind, like his, that you no longer should live the rest of your life in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. Really, you can do that. Arm yourself. Put on the armor of God. Put on the life of Christ Jesus. Don't be kicked around like that soccer ball. Don't live like the rest of the world. Live your life unto the Lord. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, and you have one, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, that's bad. That would be you, my friend, and that would be true. Really, the devil hates righteousness. He wants to keep you living on wrong street. Listen, he walks around as a roaring lion. Now, he is in the fallen world, but he walks around trying to drag you over into his place where he can deal with you, he can destroy you long term. Also, your children, you need to pray for them and learn how to defend them, protect them. Put a blanket of the love of God around them. Ask God to protect them. Surround them with his love. You know, the devil's out there like a roaring lion now, walking around every day, trying to destroy you, trying to destroy your family. We're in a real battle here, but you got to remember this now. You stay on your side of the fence, which is the kingdom of God, and we're warned, be sober, be vigilant, you know. The adversary is out there. Well, defend yourself from him. Draw a line. You live the life under God. And you know, he can just roar all around you all day long. He won't touch you. Don't worry about him. Just kick him aside and walk your life out. Live unto the Lord. Give the devil no place. James says, submit yourself to God. Now, listen to that. Submit to God. Now, listen, that's the key. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee. Boy, it's a simple thing. That's the job of all your problems. Submit to the Lord, okay? Then resist the devil. But if you're not submitting, you got to foot into his world, he'll bite it. He'll do it every time. Don't let him do it. Don't give him a place. Really, submit to God. Resist him. In other words, you have power, you have authority to resist if you're submitted to the Lord. But if you're over in his territory, Hey, you're not submitted? He'll hound you like a hound, okay? If he can make you think that you're unrighteous, okay, then he can really influence all of your thinking. Don't let it happen. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself clean. Live a righteous life. Remember that the devil can make you think. Insecurity is one of his greatest weapons. It really is. Inferiority? Oh, man, that's like gas on fire to him. That's a real tool. If he can make you think less of yourself than God wants you to think, he can influence the rest of your life. Don't let him do it. Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who has called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, we do live in a falling, suffering world, no doubt about that, makes you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you as righteous. The big question is, how do I get there? First of all, really, Jesus is, it's just so beautiful how much God loves us. How do we really know Jesus? And how big is your investment in trying to learn? Really, how well do you know the Lord Jesus? How much time do you really invest in trying to learn? If he's everything I said he is, you need to make a bigger investment in him. More of your time, more of your will. I mean, are you tithing? Are you tithing to your church? Are you doing the right thing? Are you going to church? Where the Word of God, where the Spirit of God is moved, are you there? You should be. Really, let's consider the work of the Holy Spirit. Learn His work, and He'll work with you and for you. How about that? How well do you know the Holy Spirit? That's how you know Jesus. Have you received the fullness of the Holy Spirit yet? You need to, because He leads, He guides, He teaches, He instructs. He comforts you. He takes the things of Jesus from you. That's a good deal. How better can you get in this troubled world? You know, He brings you answers. He brings you hope. He keeps you on the right path. You know, He's over the kingdom, okay? He gives you kingdom instructions, pure, righteous, holy, and leadership, guidance, and instruction. Is that not what we all need? Oh, it's wonderful. Luke 3:21. Now, when all the people... Oh, all right, listen. I'm not winding up here, so I want to talk to you a little bit about finances. We are not getting the money to support our program. We'll not take one dime ever out of this program. We support it. I'm paying far more of it than you'd ever believe. And really, and all I'm trying to do is tell you how much God loves you. I'm paying to tell you this. And this is not free. This cost. I am actually paying out of my pocket to tell you that Jesus loves you. And I need your help. I'm not asking for much. Just whatever you can do, I'll be thankful for it. But send me a donation. Help me out here. Help me pay for the program. It's Lifeline, Box 1603. Jason Beach, 34958. It's pretty simple. One word, Lifeline. It's the name of this program. Lifeline, Lifeline, Box 1603. Box 1603, Jason Beach, 34958. One more time. Lifeline, 1603, Jason Beach, 34958. We would appreciate your help. And now you know the Lord will bless you. I can assure you, I'm a giver myself. And you'll always, the Lord will take care of you if you take care of His work. Now, or email me at trylifeline@gmail.com. One word, T-R-Y. Trylifeline@gmail. Trylifeline@gmail. If you have any questions, if I can help you, if I can pray for you. If you'd like to, you know, I do a teaching a couple times a month that goes out over the internet. I don't ask for money. I don't do a newsletter. I just send the Word of God. If you'd like that, Lifeline. Lifeline. Gmail. Lifeline@gmail. That's all it is. No, Lifeline. No, Try Lifeline. I get it right after all. Trylifeline@gmail.com. 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 Send a check. Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. God bless you. We'll see you next week. We appreciate you. And the Lord loves you. Listen, take everything I said seriously. Go before Him and say, Lord, I just want to live for you. I need your blessings in my life. Go to the Lord with them. Thank you now. God bless you. Have a great day. The Lord bless you and your family.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.